Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, November 14th, 2018. On this day in 1922, the British Broadcasting Company began radio service in the United Kingdom. Lack of discipline and knowledge, lack of teachers and massive loss of teaching, reform chaos and lack of leadership. The police academy in Berlin has repeatedly made headlines in the recent months. Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel believes often wrongly. The SPD politician said on Monday in the Interior Committee of the House of Representatives that a lot had happened in the young talent factory for the Berlin police. In a side blow to the latest media reports about dissatisfied police students, Geisel also said that he does not consider it, quote, constructive if police students address their complaints to the public. According to the reporting in the Berliner Morgenpost, it is undisputed, however, that there are problems at the academy. In the summer of this year, concerns about training even led to a change in leadership. Since July, Tanya Knopp has been in charge of the academy. She also stressed that police students should not express criticism through the media, but should go directly to their teachers. However, Knopp also admitted that there were tangible difficulties, such as the high failure rate in examinations, stating that, quote, if more than half of the police students don't pass the final exam, then the academy has done something wrong. According to reporting, many trainees had problems with their knowledge of German, sentence structure and formulations, complex questions, as well as with fundamental questions such as punctuality and organization. The Berlin Police Department is considered understaffed, and a wave of retirements is imminent in the coming years. With a high failure rate, the police would face a personnel problem that could hardly be solved. Knopp, therefore, wants to take countermeasures. Part of the internship at the end of the second semester may be postponed to a later date so that the students have enough time to prepare for the exams. According to teachers, the learning time is too short. Geisel stressed that the need for fully trained police officers would not lead to a reduction in performance requirements. Knopp, on the other hand, said that, quote, we may have to reduce complexity, which, according to Knopp, is not a contradiction, explaining that if the questions in examinations were 1.5 pages long, one would have to consider whether they could be formulated more comprehensively. In addition, there would be targeted funding, adding that, quote, our ultimate goal is to get young people through this period successfully. Some things have already improved since the first negative reports in autumn of 2017. For example, there are now 12 additional teachers. A dispute has also been clarified, which, above all, because of its symbolism, has led to discussions. The start of the mourning for the police academy students. In the course of a police structural reform in 2014, it was abolished in order to establish a less authoritarian teaching style. According to surveys, not only teachers, but also police students missed the morning ritual. It was reintroduced in September. Tanya Knopp said that the aim was to strengthen cohesion. According to the Berlin Senate Department for Family Affairs, the situation has eased for Berlin parents looking for a place in a Kita or daycare center. Spokeswoman Iris Brennberger told the German press agency that around 30,000 children left daycare centers over the summer. Currently, there are 9,400 unoccupied places. The administration, however, does not want to give the all clear. In view of the bottlenecks this year, Brennberger states that, quote, we hope that all measures will take effect and that the situation will not deteriorate again in the springtime. Due to the tense situation, thousands of parents took to the streets in May. She added that starting next year, it will be easier to search with the, quote, Kita Navigator. According to the spokeswoman, the increased number of daycare places on offer is positive. From September to October, the number increased by 1,200. A total of 172,000 places will be offered in Berlin, and several thousand more seats have been approved. Due to reconstruction, lack of personnel, or other reasons, the daycare centers do not always offer all places. According to Brennberger, the number of people allowed to work in daycare centers was increased in the summer in order to remedy the lack of personnel. Among other things, it is now easier to recognize foreign qualifications, and employees from related professions or career changers also have better opportunities. Spokeswoman for Senator Sandra Schiris of the SPD remarked that, quote, "We assume that many multi-professional teams will work in the daycare centers in the future." Brennberger said that the situation was still difficult in districts with many children, such as Pankow, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, and Treptow-Köpenick. Parents who can't find a childcare place at all will be able to finance privately organized childcare until next summer. This regulation, which has been in effect since this year, has been extended. Parents can receive the costs that the state of Berlin would pay for a Kita place. The amount depends on age and the scope of care. The Kita Navigator on the internet will be launched at the beginning of 2019. Initially, it will make it easier to search for daycare centers, and in the future, it will also show the free places in daycare centers. However, a central waiting list is not planned. Berlin is in dispute with numerous operators of refugee shelters and hostels who have hosted asylum seekers since the great wave of arrivals in 2015. A total of 56 lawsuits are pending before the courts because the providers are in dispute with the State Office for Refugee Affairs, or the LAF, about the services or their payments. The lawsuits involve around 8 million euros, as the Social Administration admitted at the request of the Greens. All in all, the LAF's sponsors are currently demanding 13.5 million euros from the LAF for services rendered, which the authorities, however, do not want to pay for. In addition, there are 5 million euros in claims against the LAF, which have not yet been examined. As reported, the state of Berlin, with its competent authority, has owed money to some operators of accommodations, some of them for years. In the turbulent times of the acute refugee crisis, many providers acted on demand, and proper contracts did not always exist. Many of the current conflicts stem from the time when the authorities all over Germany were surprised by the mass influx of refugees and had to resort to emergency measures which were not always accompanied by the rules of budgetary law. In most cases, Berlin's demands are offset against the operator's claims. If a company goes to court, a counterclaim is filed in order to substantiate the claims of the administration. In one case, however, there is also an independent action by the LAF against an operator. The dispute will last even longer than expected. The authorities are unable to meet their goal of dealing with the issue of old debts by the end of the year. Social Undersecretary of the State Daniel Tietze of the Left stated that, quote, "It is no longer expected that the project can be concluded by December 31st. The green integration expert Bettina Jarosz demands consideration of small, not so financially strong providers by the state office, warning that, quote, "particularly for the small providers of refugee accommodation who are firmly rooted in Berlin and have a high level of social commitment, this can become a threat to their livelihood." It advocates a, quote, "generous and rapid solution for all concerned." Because the hangover of old invoices not only burdens the sponsors, but also the employees of the LAF themselves. Jarosz accuses the former SPD and CDU Senate of not declaring a state of emergency at the height of the refugee crisis, as Hamburg did, for example, then it would have been possible to draw a quick political line under the chaos of the years of 2015 and 2016. The financial administration of Senator Matthias Kollatz of the SPD and also Social Senator Elke Breitenbach of the Left, however, are against paying the operators their demands as a lump sum. They assume that the operators have earned quite well in the chaotic months when benefits were paid with installments or according to roughly calculated reference values. It is difficult to judge what the details are for the individual providers because the negotiations between the refugee authorities of the country are confidential. However, the balance sheet of a provider from 2016, which was recently published in the Federal Gazette, sheds light on the enormous sums that were involved in 2015 and 2016. The local association Muggelspray of the German Red Cross and its non-profit organization DRK Muggelspray Nothilfe 2016 have operated two emergency shelters with a total of 2,300 places in the district of Lichtenberg, one in the former telecom complex in Karlshorst and another in the former Stasi headquarters on Ruschestrasse. In addition, there were medical services for refugees, which were paid for separately. The dispute with the LAF is visible in the 2016 annual financial statements of the company. The LAF cut funding for the DRK Muggelspray by 2.1 million euros, which are now reflected in the balance sheet as receivables. For possible repayment obligations from the business with the refugee care to the LAF, the management had put aside 1.2 million euro. Despite these burdens, the activity remained very lucrative. The company reported an annual profit of 762,000 euros. This is almost 11% of the gross profit, for example, essentially the turnover paid by the LAF as daily rates of 7.1 million euros. According to Tagesspiegel, Google will not build a campus in Berlin at all. As Berlin Briefing reported in the end of October, Google had abandoned plans to install a campus in Kreuzberg after large and long-lasting protests. As an alternative, the Lichtenberg district was the most recent target of discussion. Google was to reside in the former Stasi buildings. But, as District Mayor Michael Gunst told the Tagesspiegel, these plans have now been abandoned as well. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on berradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.